This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Fruits that start to sprout during Shemitah have the restrictions of Shemitah produce, even if the fruit does not ripen that year. Benois Shuach, white figs, take 3 years to ripen. Shviyas Shalehen, Shenil. Therefore, the fruit that ripen during the second year after Shemitah have the restrictions of Shemitah. Shehein Oisais L'Sholosh Shonim, since they started to ripen on Shemitah. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Reb Yehuda said, HaParsois, Persian figs that take 2 years to ripen, Shviyas Shalehen, Matzoi Shviyas, Shehein Oisais L'Shteishonim. Therefore, the fruit that ripen in the year after Shemitah have the restrictions of Shemitah. Amru loy, lo amru ela benais shuach. The Chachamim argue that this law was said only of white figs. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis. Hatoymein es haluf bashviyas. After leeks are harvested, they are buried in pits underground to preserve them. So when burying leeks on Shemitah, Remeir Oimer, lo yifchois misosayim ad goiva shloisha tvachim, v'tefach ofer al gabav. Remeir said that there must be at least two saw in a pile 3 tvachim tall with a tefach of earth on top of them. Otherwise, it appears as if he is planting them on Shemitah. V'chachamim oimrim, lo yivchois ma'arbo kavim, ad goiva tefach, v'tefach ofer al gabov. The Chachamim said, there must be at least 4 kav, in a pile 1 tefach tall, with a tefach of earth on top of them. V'taymnoi b'mekoyim drisas adam. They may only be buried where people walk so that they will not grow. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel, Luf She'avru Olav Shviyas. The leaves of the leek plant have the restrictions of Shemitah, but its stems do not. So if leek that grew during Shemitah were left growing until after Shemitah. Reb Eliezer Oimer, Im Loktu Huaniim, Es Olav Loktu. Reb Eliezer said that if the poor people gathered its leaves during Shemitah, then all the new leaves that grow after Shemitah are permitted. V'im Lav, Yase Cheshbain, Im Huaniim. If there are still leaves left from Shemitah and they continue to grow after Shemitah, then one must estimate how much of the leaf is from Shemitah and give that amount to the poor. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Im Loktu Huaniim Es Olav Loktu. Rabbi Yeshua said that anything the poor took during the Shemitah is theirs. V'im Lav Ein Loaniim Olav Cheshbain. But if they did not take them, they are not owed anything later. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hei, Mishnah Dalin. Luf shel Erev Shviyas, Shenichnas LaShviyas, if leeks that grew before Shemitah and were left growing until Shemitah, v'chein b'tzolim haketzainim, and so too summer onions, v'chein pua shel idis, or pua from a fertile field, all of which are easy to uproot, b'shamai oimrim oikrin oison b'ma'arufais shel eitz, b'shamai said, and one may dig them out on Shemitah using wooden shovels, but not with metal shovels, because then it would look like field work. ubeis Hillel Aymim, bekardumais shalma teches. Beis Hillel said that one may even use metal. Umaidim bepua shel tzlaois. All agree that pua that grow among the stones, she'oikrin oisa bekardumais shalma teches, that one may dig them all up using metal shovels, since no one plants there. It does not look like field work. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Me'im usay muter adam likach luf b'maitzi Shviyas. At what point may one buy leeks in the year after Shemitah without having to suspect that it is Shemitah produce? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda said one may buy it immediately. The Chachamim Oimer Mishayirbe Hachadosh. The Chachamim said that one must wait until the new year's permitted produce is more abundant than the previous year's Shemitah produce. That's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masech Teshvias, Perek Hay, Mishnah Vav, Elu Kalim. A craftsman may not sell the following tools during Shemitah, since they are used for forbidden field labors. A plow and all its instruments. Ha'oil, a yoke. Ve'hamizre, a winnowing shovel. Ve'hadeker, and a digging shovel. Avol moichu magel yad. However, he may sell a hand sickle, umagel kotzer, and a skidim. Va'agol of a kol keileho, a wagon and all its instruments. Zehaklal kol shemalachtoi miuchedes la'aveira aser. The general rule is that any tool used only for forbidden labors may not be sold. Le'iser u'leheter mutter, any tool used for both forbidden and permitted labors may be sold. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Hayoitzir meicher chamesh kadei shemen v'chamesh esrei kadei yayin shekin darkoi lahavui min hahefker. A potter may sell to a single customer up to 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs, since that is the most that people usually gather from Hefker. V'im hevi yosem mikan, mutter. If a trustworthy person brought more than this amount from Hefker, one may sell him more jugs in which to keep it. Umaycher nachri la ba'aretz ul Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz. One may sell more to a guy in Eretz Yisrael or to a Jew outside Eretz Yisrael, since the prohibition of Shemitah do not apply to them. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches. Beis Shammai Yomim lo yimker lo parachai reshes b'shviyas. Beis Shammai said that one may not sell on Shemitah a cow that's fit for plowing. Ubeis Hillel matirin mipnei shuhu yochel l'shochtoi. Beis Hillel said that one may sell it, since the customer can shecht it and eat it, so we need not assume he intends to use it for forbidden labors. Meicher lo peiros b'sha'as hazera. One may sell edible seeds even at planting time, since he might intend to eat them. Umashel lo sa'osoi, afal pishu yodeya shiyesh lo goyren. One may lend a measuring cup to a person who has a forbidden harvest to thresh, since he might be measuring wheat for grinding, not for the forbidden harvest. Upayret lo mais, afal pishu yodeya shiyesh lo poalim. One may make change for a person known to have workers engaged in forbidden labors, since he might need the money for other uses besides paying his workers. V'kulan b'feirush asurin. In all these cases, if the other person explicitly says that he intends to use it for a forbidden purpose, one may not give it to him. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hei, Mishnah Tes. Mashil Isha L'chavir T'achashud Ala Shviyas. If a woman has a friend suspected of keeping Shemitah produce after the time of beer, she may still lend her Nafa, a sieve, Ukvara, a sifter, Verechayim, a handmill, Vitanor, or an oven, since her friend might use them for permitted produce. Avlo Tavor, Velo Titchan Ima. However, she may not help her friend sift or grind the suspicious produce. Eishes Chavir, the wife of a chavir who is careful to tithe and preserve ritual purity. Masheles leishes amharet nafa ukvara, may lend the wife of an amharet who is not trusted in these matters a sieve or a sifter. Uvoreres v'toychenes umarkedes ima, and she may even help her separate the dirt from her produce, grind it, and sift it. Avol mishetatel hamayim. However, once the wife of the Am Ha'aretz adds water to the flour, lo siga etzla, the wife of the chaver may not help her. She'ein machzikin yidei oivrei aveiro, since it is forbidden to help a person sin. And as soon as the dough becomes wet, it becomes tamei from a tamei person's touch, which is forbidden. V'kulan lo amru elemnei darkei shalom. All this was permitted only in order to promote peace. U'machazikin yidei nochri b'shvius avalo yidei Yisrael. One may encourage a goyisha person in his labors on Shemitah, since he is allowed to work, but one may not encourage a Yid. V'shoyalin b'shloimon memnei darkei shalom. One may greet a person using Hashem's name of Shalom, which is Hashem's name, even if he is a sinner, in order to promote peace. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.